We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
What is up, everyone? It is Tuesday. It is the 7th. It is December. And I am not Stevie TFL. He's taking a well-deserved vacation right now, so you're stuck with me and I think Carlucci pretty much all this week and next week. But we got three NBA games to go over. Not going to be a long podcast. Doing this one solo, so let's just go ahead and dive right on in so I can go to bed. Starting off with the first game of the night, we got Brooklyn going up against Dallas. No line for this game right now, the night before, because there's a bunch of injuries on the Dallas side of it. Luka is currently questionable. Porzingis is currently questionable. And Hardaway is currently questionable. A lot to dissect on this one here. We'll get right into the Brooklyn side of the game, where it's kind of the same thing as always. Durant or Harden are both decent spend-ups. They're not even close to my favorite spend-up on the slate here tonight, but both of them decent form recently. It seems like one or the other end up going off on every single game, not for a massive game, but for around 55, 60. So both of them are very viable on this slate. I don't really like them nearly as much as some other spend-ups, and we'll see what value ends up opening up based on what's happening with the Dallas game to see if you can afford multiple studs, and if this is going to be a stars and scrubs slate here. But Durant, Harden, both decent plays on this slate. Not great. Not going to argue with almost any of the stars outside of Westbrook on this slate, but draw an okay matchup. Not very good going up against Dallas, 26th in pace, 19th in defensive rating. Just a below average matchup here. Patty Mills playing a boatload of minutes. Depending on what other value ends up opening up, he's a very viable option. Always need his shots to be falling on any given night. He's going to launch up 5, 10, 15 threes on any given night. If they're sinking, he could go up for 30, 35 points. If they aren't, he might end up with 20. So based on what happened to the Dallas game, he's a potential value guy right now. LMA playing minutes recently, up over 30 in each of his last three games. He can end up getting there. Hasn't really had a huge game for a while. Had 38 versus Cleveland not too long ago, but at 5.7K, I think there are worse things you can do. Bembry, 4.3K. He's playing minutes, but not really getting there. Not a great point per minute producer. Don't know if I'll end up going with him unless I game stack him this up. And Blake Griffin just not playing enough minutes. Can't really trust him fully. Not a huge fan of him on this slate. I think you can do better. Let's move on to the Dallas side of the game here. Luka might not play. Porzingis might not play. Hardaway might not play. Whole lot of question marks. It's almost impossible to dissect the night before, but I'll give it a try. If Luka ends up sitting and Porzingis and Hardaway are out, Porzingis immediately becomes a good play. Hardaway becomes a great play. Brunson is a fantastic play. I think you can play Kleber. I think you potentially play DFS. But Brunson, Hardaway, Porzingis would be the main plays. If Luka plays and Porzingis ends up sitting, you can take a shot on Luka. He's going to be one of the better spend-ups on the slate going up against Brooklyn. Seventh in pace, sixth in defensive rating. He can absolutely get it done there. If Hardaway's out, then uptick to Brunson. He should be taking more shots. He should be playing more minutes. Both of them, very viable options. If all three sit, it's just play everyone. You're going to end up with probably two, three, possibly even four, since it's a three-game slate. Dallas players in nearly every single lineup. We'll wait and see what the starting lineup is. But if all of them are out, then like Brunson immediately becomes the best option on the slate. Kleber should be a pretty decent value play. DFS, Boban could potentially be in for some minutes. Nikoleta could potentially be a decent play. Burke, well, everyone. Like, wait and see what the starting lineup is. Check out RG projections. Check out Crunch Time and see what Andy Means has to say. But almost everyone on Dallas is going to be a great play. If Hardaway ends up playing and Porzingis and Luka end up sitting, Hardaway is immediately one of the best plays on the slate. Just came off a 29-point game. He'll be chucking out there. His props will probably be, I don't know, over 3.5 three-pointers made with heavy juice on the over would be my guess. He's going to be out there chucking. So wait and see what the injury news is. It's the first game of the night, so we should have it before game time. This is the NBA. You never know what's going to end up happening here. But it's a good night to pay attention to the news. Watch Crunch Time, pay attention to projections. We should have some if-thens, but with three guys out there, it's going to be tough to know. But just know, if Luka ends up playing, not a ton of interest in this spot. A little bit of interest in Brunson, a little bit of interest in Hardaway, a little bit of interest in Kleber. Decent amount of interest in Luka. But if Luka and Porzingis are out, then it's all system go. Or if just Luka's out, it's pretty much all system go on the starting lineup here and Hardaway. Next up, we got the Knicks going up against the Spurs. The only line that we have out right now. It is a 212 total here. New York is a 2.5-point favorite. We have the second end of a back-to-back here for the Spurs. They just, I think they ended up winning. I don't know. All I know is that there was a few bets I had that hit. So they should be good to go, though. We didn't look like any injury happened, but wait to see what the injury report is for tomorrow. We'll start off with the Knicks here, who going up against the Spurs. Fairly fast-paced team, not great or slightly above average defensively. I think Randall is immediately one of the better spend-ups on the slate. He's sitting there at 9.1K, going to be easier to afford than most of the other guys. Coming into this game in good form, 45 points in the last game, 56 before that, close to 50 in the one before that. He's been playing pretty well, and his price tag has come down from the 10K ranges all the way to the low nines. On a three-game slate, I think that he's a very, very good spend-up. RJ Barrett is probably not going to enter into my playing pool. Hasn't been playing great recently. Burks has been playing a lot of minutes recently. We'll see if that continues, but his price tag of 6.7K is just too high for me to really have too much interest in him in this spot. The guard rotation, Quickly and Rose are both getting a decent amount of run at the point. Quickly has had some decent games, but at 5.1K and 4.9K, I don't know if I can really consider them that much. Fournier comes to this game in decent form, playing minutes, but 4.7K. I think the other value is going to end up opening up enough on this slate where he's not really that viable. The interesting one is going to be Mitchell Robinson. If he ends up playing 30 minutes, I know he's not a great point per minute producer, but depending on what value ends up opening up on this slate, I think Mitchell Robinson is not the worst idea in the world at 4.1K. He can get it done. He can get you 25, maybe even 30 points on any given night. Matchup versus San Antonio, not a bad one for pace. We'll see, but I think he's the main guy I have interest in outside of Randall, who I really like as a spin up on this slate, going up against San Antonio. Other side, we got San Antonio here coming up with the second end of the back-to-back. The guy that immediately stands off the page is Hurdle. Coming into this game, over 29 points in each of his last six outings. He's been good recently. He's been playing the minutes. If this game ends up staying close, he should get run in the fourth. He should be up over 30 minutes. Been close to a double-double multiple times and has gotten a double-double multiple times over the last few games. Coming into it in really good form. I really like Poeltl. He is one of my favorite plays on the entire slate here at 5.9K. Just too cheap. DeJounte Murray, guy's an absolute stud. 9.5K. Been crushing. Too cheap on this slate. Why I'm not a huge fan of Durant or Harden is because these guys at 1K less are probably better plays. So this is an absolutely fantastic spot for DeJounte Murray in tournaments that will likely be low ownership. Really like him. Keldon Johnson, always a fine tournament play. Hasn't shown a ton of upside recently, but he's always a chance at putting up 40 fantasy points in any game at 5.6K. Depending on what ends up happening with the Mavericks game, I think that he could potentially be a good value play. Derek White, 6.2K. Not great, not terrible. A guy I'd probably throw in a game stack. Didn't play a ton of minutes in the Phoenix game, down to 26. It's because Brent Forbes ended up having a decent fourth quarter. They let him stay in a little bit longer than they normally do. I don't see that continuing, but who knows? I think that White plays a full complement of minutes. It's not a terrible tournament play. Dougie McBuckets, Lonnie Walker, Forbes, all these guys probably not going to make it into my player pool, but they do offer some value if value doesn't end up opening up in the Dallas game. Just because you don't really have a ton of guys on here in the 4K, sub 4K range that are really that playable on this slate. So three guys to look out for, depending on what value ends up opening up. Dougie McBuckets, Lonnie Walker, Bryn Forbes, all of them could be potentially good value savers and key parts of your lineup build on this slate. Motoring right along through things, we got the last game of the night, third game, Boston going up against the Lakers here. So far, Davis, James, both appear probable. Kamaru Anthony is questionable. And on the Boston side, Jaylen Brown is questionable. I think that's going to be a big question mark on this slate that could potentially change things around. It is an 8 o'clock game, so we might not get news before the slate starts here, but we'll have an hour and a half, should have it before the New York versus San Antonio game. So you can always switch stuff around. My guess is maybe leave $300 on the board. Have Randall in your lineup. You can always late swap over to Tatum. Not the worst idea in the world, but something to think about coming into the slate. Because if Brown ends up missing, then Tatum should be in for a big old workload going up against the Lakers, second highest pace team in the league, below average defensive rating. Not a great team. I know that Jaylen Brown hasn't done a ton recently since coming back, but still a guy that's going to eat up a decent amount of usage without him in the game if he doesn't end up playing. Tatum becomes a fantastic play at 9.4K, just far too cheap on this slate here. Guy that I want to have in a lot of my lineups. Al Horford has been hit or miss lately, but always offers you some upside. 7.1K going up against the Lakers. Well, they'll probably need some size. I really like Horford in this spot if Brown ends up missing. Schroeder, Smart, both guys that I don't have a ton of interest in if Brown ends up playing. But if Brown ends up missing, Schroeder being the starting lineup there, should play a ton of minutes, has some upside. I don't hate Schroeder with or without Brown, but I definitely like him a lot more without Brown. Smart, viable option. Outside of that, not really a ton to love here. Grant Williams is playing some minutes. He's cheap at 3.7K. I think there are worse things you can do. If Brown ends up missing, he might be in for a few more minutes. Robert Williams can always get it done on a point per minute basis, but isn't coming into it in great form. 5.8K, not someone I really want to rely on with only 20 minutes of playtime a night. Not a guy that I'm going to end up going with. Richardson just never really gets there. Could play a decent amount of minutes, but even if he plays high 20s minutes, likely not going to end up getting it done. So another guy that's really not on my radar at all, Inez Freedom, played 22 minutes the other night, eating into Robert Williams minutes a little bit. 3.4K. If he's going to get 20 some odd minutes again, not the worst thing in the world, but I don't really end up think that happens if Horford ends up playing. So probably not a guy that's on my board. Last up, we got the Lakers. Not an easy matchup. Going up against Boston, 21st in pace, 9th in defensive rating. Just a below average matchup. And with Davis, Westbrook, and James on there, really muddles things. Westbrook is entirely out for me. I know they can get it done any given night. But James being back in the mold really eats into his production quite a bit. I don't really have any interest in paying 10K for Westbrook on a slate with Tatum, with Murray, with Randall. All cheaper. I think they all outdo him. Davis, I don't mind it. He's probably my second favorite of the big three here for the Lakers. He's the most expensive. I think I prefer the likes of Harden, the likes of Durant, and the likes of Luka. All more than him if Luka ends up playing at around the same price tag. I don't think he's going to end up making the cut for me. LeBron, my favorite spend up on the Lakers. Since he's come back, been fantastic. I know he's gotten in some overtime games, but over 50 in each of the last four games, still under 10K. I think LeBron is one of the better payups on the night here. LeBron should be in for a pretty decent game. Melo ends up missing, could mean a little bit more time for Tucker. Maybe Dwight Howard can draw the start again, maybe get 30 some odd points. I don't know. We'll wait and see on that, but he's a potentially cheap guy that you can end up throwing in. Ellington, not someone I ever really want to play. Should see minutes in the mid-20s, maybe low 20s in this spot here. Not a great matchup, but he can get hot from behind the arc and end up making some shots. So I don't love it. I don't hate it. You got to wait and see where the value ends up going with the Dallas game. That's going to be very important today. But that's pretty much the slate there. With so much news pending, it's going to be very important to pay attention, not make your lineups early in the day and just stick with them. Pay attention to what happens in the Dallas game. Pay attention to what happens with Brown. We could see some potential problems with San Antonio on the second end of a back-to-back. Maybe we get some news that someone might end up sitting. This is all done the night before, obviously. So we won't know, but let's play the morning grind game and then get on out of here. Player under 5K to 7X. This one is a tough one. I don't really love anyone without knowing the news. I'm just going to go with Mitchell Robinson, one of the few cheap guys. I think he could easily end up with 25 points. So, nothing really to write home about here, but he's probably my favorite, although if Luka and Porzingis in a minute missing, it could be Kleber, it could be DFS, it could be any one of those guys from that game. Who's my bust of the night? Over 10K or over 8K to get under 5X. I'm going with Westbrook. I have no interest in playing him with all three of those guys playing. If we get some late news about one of them getting ruled out, then that changes things. But as long as Westbrook, Davis, and LeBron are all in the same lineup, I'm probably Xing Westbrook out of my builds here. And then let's get weird GPP play. It's a three-game slate. Everyone's going to get some ownership. Everyone's going to, like, it's a viable play. There's not really any weird ones. I guess the weirdest one for me is going to end up being Poeltl. 5.9K. I think he has a big night tonight. I think he could easily end up over 40. And I guess I skipped the favorite 6X play of the slate. I'm probably going with Randall. I think that he ends up with 57 here. I know that I could go with any one of the Dallas guys. Hope that some guys end up missing, but it's tough to do the night before. And then because I'm doing this and because I did not go terribly long on time, I'm going to check out the player props that are currently listed for DraftKings right now, see if there's anything that stands out. I don't hate the Patty Mills over 12.5 points. He's playing minutes. He's getting shots, but not really a ton of lines out tonight with San Antonio being on the second end of back-to-back. Tatum, if Brown ends up getting ruled out, 27.5 points is too low for him. I definitely like the over on that. Let's check out Rebound props, anything standing out? Not really. Everything's kind of where it should be. Assist props, everything's kind of where I don't hate Patty Mills over 2.5 at plus 100. But really nothing just standing out there. Checking out three-pointers. Patty Mills over 2.5 three-pointers made. Not a huge fan of that at the current juice. Minus 170. If you can get it for minus 140 in some spots in the morning, potentially, that could end up being a pretty darn good bet there. But yeah, I mean, over of Tatum of 2.5 three-pointers, if Brown ends up getting missing, so something to check on as soon as you get the news, maybe hop on the DK app, see if you can get in there before they end up taking it down. But those are the only real ones I got for you. So thanks for tuning in. It was a short one. It was an easy one. Make sure, I think we got free to crunch time tomorrow. Make sure to check out all the if-then functions for everything that's going to happen in the Dallas game. Check on Lineup HQ, see where our projections end up going at. If you haven't already done so, sign up for Scores and Odds. I went 8-2 tonight, plus 15.5 units. Pretty darn good night, and we'll see what I have up there tomorrow. But thanks for tuning in, guys. Appreciate it. I'm out of here. See you, kids.